An ancient form of exchange is making a comeback during this economic downturn. Individuals and businesses are bartering services and goods, piano lessons, plumbing, accounting, dining room sets, even asparagus. WBUR's Andrea Shea has this story on people turning to trade when money is tight.
So, okay. We have lots of great stuff.
Valerie Gates will work for food.
No, really, she does it all the time. Standing in her Wellesley kitchen, the marketing expert, who doesn't cook much, reaps the harvest of a barter system she devised 5 months ago.
Okay. Picked fresh this morning. Some salad greens from North Tabor Farm. They're a farm up island on the vineyard. They
look
do
at that.
An exceptional job.
Hey, I like their logo.
Gates is talking to Jake Ferreira. She fashioned a logo for his fledgling farming company, Beetlebung Farm, LLC. Ferreira and his business partner help people and schools build vegetable gardens on Martha's Vineyard. They also cater using local ingredients. Ferreira's here making good on his part of the deal, unloading a cooler packed with fresh, prepared meals.
This is the sole bacon parchment, and we'll probably keep that in the fridge.
Along with baby arugula pesto, asparagus with spring garlic, and homemade cheese, Gates usually charges $100 an hour for her marketing know-how. As an alternative, she started the Will Work for Food project. Gates gives marketing advice to 15 New England farms in exchange for homegrown goods for her and her family.
I wanted to find a way to offer my services to farms, and I realized that farms usually don't have money set aside for a marketing budget, but they do have produce.
We were looking for tools that could better establish our brand, and in turn, she wanted to learn more about food and locally grown produce and the ability to cook.
So again, these we just heat up and serve.
While bartering is new to Gates, Jake Ferreira is well aware that the concept is age old.
In a down economy, it makes sense to return to certain traditions that can work out well, where people can trade for like items. For us in the agriculture field, it's very easy for us to barter. It's not quite an apple for an apple, but maybe it's chives for onions.
For others, though, a trade could be a piece of art for, say, dental work. 24-year-old stone carver and painter Scott Cahaley doesn't have dental insurance. His Somerville studio is packed with art. Sales have been slow, so Cahaley joined Barter Connections in Newton. It's a company that acts as a bartering middleman.
I need to get a crown for a back tooth. So I dropped off a painting, and I have to set up an appointment with the dentist. I should probably do it before my tooth falls out.
Cahaley just discovered bartering, but for some people, it's a way of life.
Everything in this apartment is bartered for, even my plants.
Kelly McDonald, a 27-year-old photographer, isn't kidding. The furniture in her Somerville place, a wine fridge, chandeliers, electrical work, all gotten via trade. Her currency? Wedding and family portrait packages. McDonald began bartering 3 years ago. She has plenty of paid jobs, but says swapping, not shopping, makes sense.
It's a lot more responsible for me, especially now in this economy, because I'm saving my money. Everything that comes in just gets put in the bank.
McDonald arranges her trades on Craigslist, and she's not alone. Over the past 12 months, traffic in the site's bartering category jumped 100% nationwide. 50% in Boston. But for people new to bartering, McDonald has this warning.
I've been burned. My first electrician that I had in here, he had like 10 kids.
And she took pictures of all of them. But the electrician
never showed up, never answered my calls again. And that's probably 20 hours of work in those photos. That was a lot of people. After that, I put together a contract.
That's something that can happen in the cash economy as well. Somebody can promise to pay and then not pay.
That's Jim Hoops, professor of business ethics at Babson College. Bartering flourishes when cash is hard to get, he says, and cites the Great Depression. In 1933, President Roosevelt shut down the country's banks for a full week. Money was scarce. As a result, Hoops said a barter economy sprang up. Rural department stores accepted sheep for dresses, for example. But it was a temporary fix, says Hoops, because bartering is inefficient in an economy that's built on speed.
It's a quaint, charming practice, and it's fun to see, and it reflects individual initiative. As social policy, it's not something we want to encourage.
Because, he says, it's not a sign of a healthy economy. Cold, hard cash is, because it's a common medium of exchange. You can spend it anywhere on anything. But you can only take in so many sheep, or pieces of art, or big bags of arugula. For WBUR, I'm Andrea Shea.
I'll give you this for that, that for this. We'll make a trade called barter. I'll give you this for that, that for this. We'll have it made with barter. Now, barter worked well, at least in theory, but a wallet full of yaks could make you weary. Making change for a cow wasn't easy to master unless you were ready for an utter disaster. Shiny shells were far more portable. Why not use them for what's affordable? That for this, with shiny shells, why barter? I'll give you this for that, that for this. Shelling out shells is smarter. For farmers in ancient Mesopotamia, the barley they grew was the money mania. When hauling big sacks put their backs in traction, they invented coins to lighten transactions. Now when a man had a debt to settle, he'd dig out some coins made of precious metal. I'll give you this for that, that for this, silver or gold or copper. I'll give you this for that, that for this, with coins you're a smarter shopper. Then China made money even more desirous, printing it on paper made of crushed papyrus. Take one from column A and one from column B, the Chinese paid their checks in paper currency. When Columbus set out on that famous charter, he had no paper money, so he had to barter. He took along some beads for currency, so barter played a part in our discovery. Balboa and Pizarro and Sebastian Cabot, even Coronado had the trading habit. I'll give you this for that, that for this. They loaded up with gold and parted. I'll give you this for that, that for this. And soon the whole world was charted. Today we use cash and spend with ardor, but that doesn't mean we don't still barter. When a football team needs a pulling guard, or a kid like you is into trading cards. Take this for that, that for this. Bills and coins are smarter, but when you pay for that, remember this. It all started out with barter.